Welcome to Wednesday Comics. Whoa. To my left, AP 18 himself. Alex, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing well.
To my right, GW himself, Garrett, how you doing?
Doing good.
Wednesday Comics podcast, getting ready to this motherfucker. You know, because Alex, I got to tell you this. February, I just figured this out. And it might be, hold on, let me double check. I went into this so fucking fast that I don't even know from recording. I am. Okay, let's go. This is a leap year. And it got me thinking, like, we got an extra time this year. So I better be using this efficiently. Like, I've been fucking around too much. So here we go.
Like showing up late to record or what?
Yeah, because I was playing. Oh, hold up here. Because I was playing some music, trying to find the song, because I wanted to call you guys and be on right away. I do got a couple things just for everybody. But my name is Mark. When's the Comics Podcast? If I didn't say that up front, I forget now at this point. But in a second here, we're going to be joined by hashtag guest host one, the king of the kings himself, king of the entertainment. Here we go.
This is hashtag guest host one signing in to this special evening.
So what is going to happen in this episode, Corey? There you go. What is going to happen? Corey, we can't waste time tonight. I figured out it's leap year. I'm wasting fucking, the candle is burning on this year.
I like how it's taking you 4 years to realize you've wasted fucking time. And
Every leap year, Al, we're on it.
That's the year to slow down.
When they give you more time, Alex, that's when you're going to appreciate it. And I'm appreciating 2024. Anyways, here's what's going to happen in today's show, everybody. On today's show, we have Corey with us, hashtag SS1. In a second here, I'm going to bring up a very important news update from our discussions last week. And when I get to that news update, it will segue into a quick little game with the three of these individuals. It's very quick. It's the game I like to play where you get a cool power, and then you have to ask me questions about this superhero, and if you don't ask the right questions, you don't know everything about yourself. So we'll do that quick. We'll jump off, do the book club here, which actually I'm excited to talk about, and then we'll say our goodbyes and see you next week, because we cannot be wasting fucking time. All right.
Whatever.
So Corey,
10-minute show. I like it.
Hey, Corey, the world is speaking about this, and I don't know. And this, you know what? I could be saying this right now, and you could be thinking, like, there's a million things I could be talking about right now. But what I really want to get out of there, we talked about last week, and I believe it even came up that Marvel needed to do some sort of pivot, and now news is coming out there pivoting. It looks like Thunderbolts, the whole thing with Thunderbolts and what it was going to be about has changed. They're on their third writer, but they have a more clear, concise idea of what they want to do with that. And then also, they're going to minimize the Kang thing. No more Avengers 5 Kang Dynasty. And it looks like, I think Fantastic Four got moved up, and then some stuff got shuffled around. Blade looks like it's taken. Blade has been fucked on all ends on this thing. Blade, even in the old plans, was still getting fucked and delayed. And then now the new plans, they're like, you know what? We don't know where to put you. So you move on. I bet you that wouldn't be the case, though, if that if the Eternals movie did great. I bet you anything Blade would be out already. But then when that happened, they're like, oh, we can't do a Black Knight Blade movie. I mean, this thing didn't make money. You think that's going to make
money?
We
introduced Black Knight horribly, so how could we have a good movie about it?
Anyways, they're looking for their next big star since they don't have RDJ anymore and Chris Evans. Not that that couldn't have been Shang-Chi or any of the people that they, you know, somehow made a movie out of and then didn't talk about for the last five fucking years. But they are looking for the next big star. And we did talk about last week, the Fantastic Four cast is announced. And my question to throw it your way here, Corey, first, and then we'll go around the circle. Do you think this is enough of a shift to get everybody back into things, or do you think it's too much too late?
I think we're hanging on by a thread that, you know, everybody thinks Deadpool 3 is going to be the big getting back on track point. I'm cautiously optimistic about that movie, but it's like, hey, I like the fact that they're retooling because they're realizing their shit's dead. So, I don't know. We're hanging on by a thread. Because, like, I don't know if I told you guys, I watched Marvels finally last week. So, I didn't. I mean, that wasn't a bad flick. So, but again, there just was not the painful thing about Endgame is where we expect those stakes in every movie we see. Yeah. And so when it's not those kinds of stakes, it does not live up to the hype now that we've seen that potential.
It almost, that movie almost, have you seen the movie, Garrett? I know outside this long shot, but.
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
It is very much like, and I think I said this when you reviewed it on the podcast, it's like a feature length sitcom. Like it feels like it's a fun movie, but also it's like, I don't understand the point of it. Like it doesn't really do anything to further any kind of story. All it does is introduce those three characters together, which could have been literally 5 minutes in a movie. And it kind of, I'm not sure if anybody even grows really in that movie. I don't think anybody really changes. Maybe a little bit of Kamala, but beyond that, like Corey, what'd you say? It's fine. But cool. I don't know. It used to be that there was some sort of direction and we could see it going that way. And that's kind of, even though these movies could be fun and fine, you would have those kind of things layered in. And so it felt like it actually was worth something. And by the way, this is like, not every movie has to do this, but when you have established and you show off being like, you're a king of the universes, cinematic universes. Now, I mean, you got to keep, chugging the machine along. You can't just know and say, oh no, we're just making movies now. They're not connected. And then somehow connect them in weird ways that they've been doing with the shows and stuff.
Yeah, I think what I'll say in on this is, my viewpoint, it's a little too late. I mean, I think, or I kind of agree with Corey, like we're hanging by a thread. Like, you got to prove it to us because I've been seeing articles like this that Marvel's going to pivot for like a year and a half now. And I'm like, until they actually do it, it's just bullshit to me. I mean, good for you that because your main villain got arrested for sexual assault, that you're pivoting your entire universe. Like, and then they're claiming they did it ever since Quantumania.
I was going to say, that's the part of it I will call bullshit on. They didn't just see that movie and be like, oh, that underperformed. We got to replace Kang. Like, the dude was already written into like how many things.
Right. And so that's why I just kind of call bullshit. And I'm like, I like what they put in that article. Like when you sent me that article, I was like Hollywood Reporter, I was like, that's a lot of good stuff. But why weren't they doing that in the first place? Like you have, like, I've seen a clip of like all these writers for these movies. Not one of them's ever read any of the comics. Not one has ever referenced anything outside of like what they want to tell for a story. And I'm like, I wonder why it's not working. Cause like the Infinity Saga, those were all comic book fans and based off comic book storylines. And you're just making shit up now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason it's not working.
Yeah. At some point it did become about adapting the comic books to now like the movies are the thing and the comics are second. And I think we've been saying that, how they've been converting some of the comic book characters to be more like their movie counterparts. But I mean, if you look at especially if you look at maybe not the Marvels, I don't believe that's the case, but if you go back and look at Black Widow or anything like that, like some of those writers, if you look at their credits, like they were on one other sitcom and they wrote on like some sort of writer's room on a TV show, and also now they're doing a feature length blockbuster movie. And it's like, that Disney just hired them because they were the cheapest option and they really don't and aren't investing that much in the story. Not to say that any of these individuals aren't good writers or that they couldn't have made something that was great, but like if that's all the flock I'm seeing that you're hiring are coming from the same type of place, and I know that you're giving them like, that they're a lower tier kind of like they're just getting started in writing, so you can pay them less. And that's where you're not putting your money into. It's been showing. I mean,
yeah. But even people that they have had a good showing, Thor Ragnarok, for example, great movie, lots of fun. They gave the same person the helm for the next one and literally drove those goats into the moon.
Well, what's funny about that, Alex, is actually that is an incorrect statement, and we are saving time in 2024, so I'm going to tell you straight up. The third movie was written by an individual that is not who you're thinking of. What's his name? Taika Waititi?
Taika Waititi.
he didn't write the third one. He just came on to direct it. The fourth one, they gave him writing credits also, and so he tried to write it. So that's what you're saying.
That's my new thing, too. Like, you see it with Star Wars, and you see it with this. Why do directors got to write the fucking script nowadays?
Listen, well, hang on. Like, so or be that makes me know the question. Is story, he a bad writer, or is he a bad director?
I just think...
Unless you're Christopher Nolan, you don't get to.
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, in Ragnarok, even though it is based on somebody else's script, and the script does have a lot of those... has a lot of the solid, especially the action kind of jokes. There was some improv on the scene too, so I think that he kind of took that. So when you have a little bit of improv, it's good. But like as we're talking about now, especially when you're dealing with these movies that have to have some sort of connective tissue like this, like maybe you can't improv the whole movie, you know? And so that's what Love and Thunder feels like versus Ragnarok. Ragnarok feels like there's some sort of story, and they're improvising things here and there for jokes, whereas Love and Thunder feels like they're just scenes to set up little skits that do jokes, and then we move on to the next thing. Like, every scene is set up for some sort of joke.
Yeah.
But to your point, Alex, like, to hire these people who would, you know, write their own kind of script, and Garrett, you were getting into that too, like with Jurassic World and all this stuff, where like they hire somebody and they're like, oh, you're going to write and direct it. You're going to control the whole thing. I think there's a little bit, I think they saw this with like J.J. Abrams and I love J.J., but also I can see like some sort of this toxic hold he put on this type of movie, this kind of, we'll say, nerd type of movie, is where they're like, hey, you got to get, or even Joss Whedon, where they're, you got to get somebody who's going to do the whole thing. They're like going to guide the whole thing. And maybe, you know what, hire a good team. A good team, if you want.
I think at that point you need to have checks and balances. That's why you have three different jobs for those people.
Right.
I had two things for this new MCU going forward. One, you need to have a good way to write out Kang, whether Dr. Doom shows up and murders him, kills him, whatever, and takes over. That's great. Secondly, I'm hoping that in Deadpool, he does call out the bullshit of the last six movies. Like, hey, we all know you're disappointed. We do blame Disney and Marvel for that. That's on us. If nothing else, make it Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe for a moment and maybe takes out some of the threat. And yeah, I don't know. I want good stuff to come from this show. I mean, I love these movies. Not the last six we've gotten. They're all trash. Whether they're good or not, they're tied into trash.
Alex, let me give you a hypothetical on that first statement you made. What if they just never address Kang again? What would you think?
I think you have to address Kang. He didn't walk off. He was meant to be the big to-do, so you need to bring in a bigger to-do to show him who's boss.
I mean, technically, the only ones that were ever involved in any kind of story are dead, so.
Yeah, but I think they tease too much, like with, well, I guess Alex hasn't seen it. Did you finally watch Quantumania?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to spoil it. At the end, they show the army of Kangs.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that they have to address. But they could say something like, "With wow, did you watch Loki season 2, Al?"
Nope.
Okay. Well,
guys, the next thing we watch from Marvel is going to be Deadpool.
Alex is literally going to be the person that we're going to see if he can skip that many things and still understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing yet that I feel like I've missed out on that would have changed my zeitgeist for anything. The Marvels, I've heard hit or miss things, whether from you guys or people elsewhere in the world. Same with Ultimania. No one's talking about it unless we're talking about it on the show.
You know, the one thing that was good, Alex, I think you did watch, it was the What If season 2.
And I only watched the 6, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, so.
Ow! What the fuck? Keep going, dude. You have two episodes left.
Garrett, be happy that I'm reading comic books again. Gosh.
I can't.
I took a all break content, from playing all video the time. Games. I'm almost caught up on a book finally. Guys, I've read like 18 books in the last week and a half.
But, you know, they can pivot to a little Doctor Doom pretty easily, I would feel.
Cillian Murphy.
We're going to do anybody.
Cillian what? Murphy. I said Cillian Murphy.
I saw something today on Facebook yesterday that Henry Cavill is in talks to be Doctor Doom.
Dude, that would be dope.
Garrett, and that'd be great, that'd be but he's going to wear a mask all the fucking time.
I'm surprised they don't go get him as Sentry and give DC the royal finger, but
Sentry.
Actually, at that point, bring him in as Hyperion.
Oh, yeah, they did. The guy from Top Gun.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob?
Mm-hmm. His call sign was Bob.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. There we go. Well, I mean, the Marvel talk has been something we've gone back and forth on. So until we get more information, until that, I think Alex is right. Deadpool 3 is definitely going to be the litmus test of whether or not the changes they're making are for the better, and also if they have some sort of fire behind them, for some, what's the word I'm looking for? Some enthusiasm to make this something again, because it does feel very convoluted and also disconnected. So.
Guys, I got to tell you, I did message you, but, you know, I've been working on the Avengers Tower Lego, and I've been rewatching, like, since, like, Iron Man 1, like, all the Marvel movies, and I tell you what, it's so fucking good. It's just, like, how did we go
night
from
and day.
This
night and day.
To that? Like, I just watched Winter Soldier, like, it was, like, 9 o'clock one night, and I'm over 30 now, so, you know, I'm 30 plus, and I'm, like, you know, I get tired. And I was like, it was Sunday night, 9:15, 2.5 hours. And I'm like, I'm fucking watching Winter Soldier before bed. I'll stay up late for Winter Soldier. And I did. And it was great.
Then he was turning 10 years old, Garrett.
Hey, man.
To piggyback off Garrett, I'm just like, Avengers Age of Ultron, first time saw it. I was like, oh, that was fine. Rewatching it the other week, I was like, this is better than anything that really came out of Phase 4. It's pretty fantastic.
I watched, and I know this is unfair because of the scale that it's on, but Endgame, I think we had talked about it on the podcast about 3 weeks ago, and even that, it's night and day. Like, I mean, those movies feel like they're on a different level than these movies. These movies feel like the past few movies have felt soulless. Like, they're fun, and they're whatever on screen. Some of them are more fun than other ones. And some of them aren't that great. Quantumania. But also, like, at least they felt like a movie. These all feel like they're shot in like, TV shows. And I don't even mean TV shows recently, because we're in the golden age of TV. But, like, when they would try to make some sort of drama back in the day, like, it feels like almost like it very flat. The lighting is, like, it makes everything look like it's CGI when you can't really tell. And I think they do that on purpose so that way they can blend it in easier and they can push those guys to work overtime and still make it look like horrible. Yeah.
I was saying, like, Spy Kids 3D is better CGI than some of these fucking movies. Like, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, how have we gone, like, what, 2008 with Iron Man,
yeah,
and it's 2024 and some of the effects look like a right. 90s movie.
I mean, Alex,
you know, 2000s to about 2014, all right, that was sublime effects, then it got bad.
Alex, I think that's one thing that you will miss out on is being in a movie theater watching which is probably close to like a 200 or maybe 250 million dollar movie and seeing that on screen and being like, they let this go, like, is this movie done? You guys need
the first graders did the CGI for it, yeah.
Yeah, do you guys need a couple extra days or something? Like, I think you forgot something here. Is this a draft? Especially like that one scene in Black Panther 2 at the towards the end when they're all those suits are, they all have suits and shit, and they're like, I was just like, I don't know, it's a mess. And the thing is too is like they're pushing these, and then we're now on a totally different subject, but they're pushing these 3D illustrators like really hard to get that out, and it's like, I don't think you understand why people went to these movies. Like, I will deal with, you know, a Daredevil with no CG in it, like season one. Like, I don't need you to be doing this huge action shit, like, to get me interested in that story.
Right, like maybe if you have a Secret Invasion TV show with Rhodey, you show fucking War Machine at least on a flyby. Like,
sorry,
where's the
appearance from Doc Brown?
Well, I'm just like, where's the excitement? Like, give us a little something that like we can be like, fuck yeah, like right. Cheer for.
Well, that was one thing in that article, like, they talked about how much money they lost in that series, and they thought it was going to be a big hit because they had Sam Jackson. But as you stated, like we were watching it, just like, what's the point of this, like?
Yeah,
I think
dull
they,
and flat.
I will say this, and this is coming from somebody who could be, I mean, you could come out and say that, like, I am just automatically biased towards these movies, but you can also go back in the podcast and see I used to love this shit. But I will say that I feel like at some point they did get a little cocky, saying that people are going to come see some movies no matter what we do. And so they look to reduce costs on some areas, including the writing. And they would get cast that was like just turning hot from doing one role. And I think at some point they forgot that maybe it isn't about the profit margin. And maybe we actually were watching those movies for a reason. So, and to your point, like somebody who actually enjoyed the original content so that we would enjoy it for the same reason. But who knows? I got a quick game here before we lose Corey. Corey, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, here's here's the game. Me and my buddy, co-pilot, who I met during the Super Bowl.
Taylor Swift?
No, co-pilot.
No.
That's his name. Me and him teamed up, and I said, hey, here's what's going to happen. Make me three different superheroes that have powers that are extremely powerful, but there may be a cost to them, or like something happens. So what's going to happen is, I'll start with you, Corey, because you're the guest right now, hashtag guest host one. You're going to give me a number 1, 2, 3, and then that'll be your superhero, and I'll tell you the power, but that's all I'm going to tell you. You have to ask me questions about it, and then you have to choose whether or not you want to accept it or if you want to accept it or have no powers whatsoever. And then after you accept it, I'll let you know what the cost is of the power, if you don't guess it. So
So what do you want me to do first?
1 through 3.
Number 2.
Corey, your name, and this is not any association with the show that just came out on the Marvel character, but your name is going to be Echo.
And oh, no.
Listen.
On purpose. I'm useless.
You can create sonic waves and vibrations. You can use them to attack, defend yourself, and communicate. You can also sense the location and movements of objects and people with echolocation. That's your power. Now ask me questions about yourself, and then we'll decide after you ask me a couple questions here about, you know, get to know your character. And then I'll finally ask you, do you want to accept this as your power? And if there might be something you didn't ask me that I had to inform you about. So we'll see.
Do I get to die quickly because I suck?
You have sonic waves and vibration. That is a good power, Alex. Isn't it a good power?
It is, depending on what all your negatives are going to be.
It's like, hey, Banshee.
Can Corey see?
Let's see here.
Corey can't see. That's a good question, and he can't see. That's one of your questions, Corey.
Oh, I can see.
Yeah, it's not a Daredevil situation.
See at the end of the
barrel. Well, I want to make sure. Are you blind?
Corey, Jesus, dude.
What did you say, Alex? Is he blind?
No, I'm explaining to him. Can you see? Are you blind or not? You have visual capability.
Yeah, am I blind?
No, he's not blind. Not blind.
If I put my hands together in a triangle and I move it towards a person, does that person immediately heal all their trauma from their life and/or don't do a final fight?
No, you don't have that ability. No, you do not have that ability.
Oh, so there will be a final fight. Okay, I'm good with that.
All right, Corey. So here's the moment of truth. Do you want to be a character who has sonic waves and vibration? You can use them to attack, defend, communicate. You can also sense the location and movement of objects and people with echolocation. Will you accept these powers?
No, hold on. I took this maybe in a negative route, because if we're talking X-Men First Class Banshee type style, can
That's what I'm talking about.
Ask some fucking questions, that's Corey.
At the end of this thing, you're going to be a vibrator.
You're like Icarus. You're flying too close to the sun. Ask some good questions.
But can I fly with my Banshee echo off the water?
I mean,
your neck would hurt because you're staring down the whole time keeping the air.
You can't fly, but you can use it to kind of like jump very far.
Can I ask a question? Does the echo come out of his mouth?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Get fucked, bro. Hope you like your chin going to your chest, buddy, all day long.
He said it with you flying. But he can't fly with it. The way he uses it, he kind of like will use it to kind of like almost slingshot himself.
Okay, so I can slingshot. Yeah. Okay, so kind of Colossus. And throw myself.
Does Corey have control of this power when he speaks? or is it like Black Bolt?
No. He can just speak regular. He has control of it.
Okay.
I do have control. I'm watching a bad Phase 4 movie or TV show like a certain recent project, I could just use my Echo ability and shoot myself out of the room.
If he closes his mouth and breathes through his nose, will the echo go through his nose?
No. Okay, Corey, do you want to, you know, time's of the essence. It's 2024, okay, leap year. Will you take these powers?
No, because I suck.
All right, he will not take these powers. Corey remains a mere human. Here's the downfalls of having this power. It comes at a cost that losing your hearing and becoming deaf. So the more you use it, the more deaf you become.
I was going to guess that because the power of the stream is too loud. And
I make a good choice here. All right.
But you can only ever, once you start using the power, only ever hear the sounds that you make because it's at a certain frequency and you can't hear anything else. And you have to always wear noise canceling headphones to avoid damage your ears further. So
I can tell you
was Corey,
pretty loud.
If Corey and I was talking, I'd be annoyed with the fuck out of myself, so I'd wear headphones.
So, like, at first he did his power, and he didn't realize it was damaging the ears, and eventually he damaged his ears, and now he wears the headphones just to stop that. But, it was a lesson for him. With great power comes great responsibility.
With great responsibility comes power, so I hear. Yeah. So.
Okay, now let's go. You want actually, Alex and Garrett, one or three, and you're both going to say it on the count of three, what number you want. And if you both pick the same one, I'm going to make you flip a coin. On three, two, one.
Three. One.
Okay, you both pick different ones. Alex picked three, and Garrett picked one. Let's go with Garrett first here. Let me explain. Here's your power. Your name's going to be Blaze.
Fuck yeah.
You can manipulate fire and heat, creating flames, explosions, and infernos. You can also fly by telling yourself with the fire. Those are your powers. Go ahead and ask your questions.
Where does the fire come out of?
Your ass.
It does come from your body. It's almost like how you can, how you exert heat right now out of your body, maybe if you have a fever? It's kind of like that, and the fire's just coming out of your pores.
Can I exude the fire to fly?
You can fly, yes.
Okay.
I want to ask a question for him. Can he manipulate fire, or does he make it himself like the Human Torch?
He can manipulate fire and heat, and he also can create flames, explosions, and infernos.
Well, he could do that too next to a gas tank. I'm on. Can he burst into flame, or is he pyro and just can control fire?
Am I always on fire?
No, you create it.
Okay. The explosions, is it putting my heat effort into one thing, or is it like I don't have control over that and it just blows up shit?
No, anything. You're very good with this power. You're very good with this power.
When he blows up
spicy food, do you not have control?
What was that, Corey?
I said only when he eats spicy food, he does not have control.
That's not true. He has control all time. Alex, what were you saying?
I'm asking, so when he blows up, if he blows stuff up, does he blow up as well as a
blow
consequence?
Are you saying, like, from the stuff he's blowing up, does it hurt him?
So if he makes something explode, does he explode?
No.
Okay, so you don't take fire damage.
Okay. What? Is that what you asked?
Does he take fire damage?
Garrett, is that a question you want to ask?
Yeah, I do. How much fire damage is it?
Okay,
deadly?
Here, I think you've touched on it enough, so I'm going to give you the negative, and then you can tell me yes or no. So let's remember, you can manipulate fire and heat. You can create flames, explosions, and infernos. You can also fly by propelling yourself with fire. However, your power comes at a cost of burning your own body and causing you intense pain. However, you do have this special serum, which you have an unlimited amount of, that you need to constantly put on yourself to heal yourself, or you'll eventually die from your wounds. So you can only use it to a certain amount, and then you have to kind of like heal yourself, because if you do it too much, then you'll die.
So in case of emergency kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like if I flew too close to the sun.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You just get trauma healed.
Your name's not Blaze anymore. Icarus. There you go. And the sun is within. The sun is within.
I couldn't be such a pathetic storyline, but I would accept those powers. Because, hey, you know, unlike the guy that doesn't read Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And so to save others, I'll hurt myself a little bit.
And listen, that special serum will heal you completely, and you have an unlimited amount. It's just you just need to be able to pause and put it on yourself. Like a, it's like almost like
sunblock.
Yeah, like a sunblock.
What you do is you put that serum on a dual beer helmet. So when you start to hurt, you can stop, suck it in, and heal up and do it again.
And it does cause you pain. And that's why you'll eventually die from the wounds. So you kind of have to figure out how much you can do.
But, okay, follow-up question, though.
That's your origin story. That's like the first arc. You're figuring out how much you can kill yourself to save others.
I'm thinking Fantastic Four, though. What if I get a flame retardant suit because the flames have to go beyond my skin? So if I if it's porous outside the clothes, but it's flame retardant back in, I'm fine.
Garrett, if you're wearing the suit, all you're doing is holding in that fire. All you're doing is burning yourself harder.
No, he says I exude it out of the skin. So and if you
cover that skin, you're not going to exude it through your skin outside of the skin.
No, you didn't hear me. I'd get a suit where pores go out and the flame retardant's in.
Sure.
All right. So,
how do you think the Fantastic Four do it, Al?
Where we are right now is that Corey rejected his powers, so he is a mere human, and Garrett is okay with his firepower and him hurting himself as long as he has his special serum to heal himself with. The first thing I would do as his arch nemesis, which maybe Corey can be, you know, sometimes a normal human can be the arch nemesis. I would steal all
Civil
that serum.
Civil War style.
I would steal all that serum. And then...
Yeah, guess what? I hit it.
And then
my shirt.
Then he has to, not really use his powers or he'll die. So there you go.
What do you do? You throw gas on him and he can't stop burning.
Does water have any effect on him? Can you only have a certain amount of water? Otherwise,
it's only if I'm on fire, you idiot. God.
I'll tell you this, too. Alex, here's yours right here. And you couldn't have picked a better one for you because... This is going to make you really think if you want to have this power. Because I will say, out of the three powers, this is the one where I'm like, fuck, I would want this too. Your name is Shift. You can alter your shape and appearance, transforming into any person or animal you want to. You can also mimic their abilities and skills, making you a master of disguise and infiltration. All right. Would you want to be Shift?
So far, the answer is yes, but when I turn into that animal, is there a duration that I can stay in my human mind before I turn into a lizard brain?
You son of a bitch. Right, that's the negative. Here you go. However, your power comes at a cost of losing your identity and memory. You can only remember who you are and what you do in life when you return back to your original form. But you have to do it at least once every 24 hours or you'll forget yourself forever.
Oh. Okay.
So he has a cognizant brain, but if it goes more than a day in his whatever form he chooses.
Then he stays in that form. I mean, he could still change from that form, but he doesn't remember anything about himself anymore. So he wouldn't know.
How would he remember? How would he remember? Wake
up, boom, boom.
Well, that's my concern is that if I stayed a bear for 24 hours, came back out at hour 25. I can still turn into a human, but in bear brain, I wouldn't have known I was a human.
Right.
I have no memory of it.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm a bear.
Yeah.
And if I'm lucky, I can be a bear that turns into something else.
But it can be. It can almost be, Alex, like a momental situation where maybe you start finding clues you love yourself, and you're like, "Oh shit, I am a human."
I think
it's like a bear slinging feces. He could be like, "Oh yeah, I was human before."
Well, I think at that point in time, knowing that power, that honestly, the answer is going to be yes because that sounds fantastic. I would have to put like a picture of get a tattoo on my palm, so whatever animal I turned into, and I look at my hand and go, "I was a human." Shit, turn back.
Yeah, because you would lose yourself, but I mean, you could always look at that and no to try to change that way. I mean, eventually, let's say if you did change to something else, let's say the bear, and you didn't know that you were a human before, I think the bear eventually would figure out that it can shift into different things, and then maybe you would shift into a human again at some point. So,
my concern is, what happens when I turn into a T-Rex one day and I can't see my hand?
Because
my
other
two
children. Here's
you have to look at a river.
Real quickly, and then I'll let Corey go here, and we'll finish with their book club. but it did say, Alex, I do agree with you. It's kind of a dumb question. You were established it was a living thing. So right beneath it, it said, do you want to know shifts or how you got your powers? And here it is. The origin of shift's powers is a mystery, even to himself. He does not remember how or when he gained the ability to shapeshift or what his original form is. He only knows that he's been using the power for a long time and that he has to return to his original form every 24 hours or forget himself forever. He suspects that his power may have something to do with his DNA, as he can only transform into living beings that are biologically and genetically compatible with him. He also wonders if his power is a curse or a gift. It allows him to experience different lives, but also prevents him from having a true identity. Oh. So, Alex, when we get to you in the story, you already went 24 hours past one time, and you aren't in your original form.
What the hell? And I can't turn into bugs. I can't turn into fish. I can only turn into mammals.
That's what it sounds like. Yep, it has to be.
Because I have DNA that would be shared.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't turn into dinosaurs because they're already dead. I can't turn into a fucking plane because I'm...
Listen, let's not focus on the...
Whoa. Why can't you turn into a dinosaur just because they're dead? It's still
DNA. I wouldn't share any DNA with
they're
them.
Everywhere.
I said they had to share DNA. They had to be biologically compatible.
Okay, so turn into a fucking bird. There you go. You're a dinosaur now.
I can't even turn into a bird. I wouldn't share any DNA with them. It'd have to be stuck as being mammals.
Well, man, sometimes you got to do what you got
to
do.
But Alex, don't act like being able to turn to any other person is not a gift in its own.
My guy's mad he can't be a fucking dinosaur. As a bat, and then I'm going to go screech at him. I know he doesn't have the powers, but I'm just going to go annoy him at night, going, this could be you at the location.
Oh, Corey, yeah, you'll just be taunting him from outside. So, Echo, you want to tell people where they can find you on your Patreon?
Yeah, on the gold platinum, we're going to add the platinum tier of the gold. So it's
not just gold.
Top section.
Mm.
Yeah, go there. You know, just the link will be around. It exists. And just feel free to
IcarusSun.org.
Too close.
Yeah, you know, because again, why see a badass final fight when you could just get healed of your childhood trauma? Just we'd rather have that and just have nothing happen. Just go like your
create the villains that you fight and then cry when it doesn't go the way you planned. And kill yourself in the sun.
Yep, it's like bringing let's bring Chuck Norris into an action film and have him not throw a single punch.
I just remembered that you keep saying that, Garrett, because that it's from Expendables, Eternals, and
the movie is expendable. That's for sure.
And then Corey did like that, so I was like, why does he keep bringing this up? Who gives a shit about Icarus?
Because he thinks that, like, just because I had a disagreeing opinion with him and that he likes Echo, where she's just does nothing the whole show.
Well, you can't trust Corey because he likes the worst MCU movie of all time.
I would much rather watch Eternals than Love and Thunder.
My favorite.
I watched Thor the Dark World and I was entertained more so than Eternals.
Hey. I like Dark World. Dark World's fine.
Yeah, agreed.
Love and Thunder?
Listen,
that's shit.
Time is of the essence.
You're right.
Anyway, I better go because it's just, you know,
yeah. We all don't fly too close to the fans.
We know who has the taste and who doesn't, so we'll let you figure it out. Comment on the Bronze Patreon.
Hey, Marvin, can you cut Corey off? Let him know.
All right, this actually gets us one signing off. Stay classy, San Francisco. Goodbye.
Motherfucker flew too close to the sun.
Garrett, we have a book club.
Wednesday Comics League of Extraordinary Gentle People proudly presents
Cosmic Detective Jeff Lemire, Matt Kent, and David Rubin. In this issue, in this part of the comic that we read from about 70 to 100, A lot of information came up and actually kind of cleared up, you know, who he is and who he works for and what the story really kind of is on this. And I wanted to throw you guys away to see, like, this now build you, give you excitement to sell going forward, or do you still wanting more from the story?
I'm still wanting a little more. I think that I don't feel like it's fair that we're 100 pages in and we still don't know what the species is called that they keep bleeping out, the rhubarb. I'm like, all right, if we're over the halfway point, we should at least know what they are.
What if the blurb actually is the word? Like, what if there isn't a word for it? Because they do reference that the word that we'd probably call it would be a god, small g. So what if it really isn't the word?
But how does people know what he's talking about then when he says, like, oh, the blurb was pregnant or it got somebody pregnant?
Maybe they call it the redacted.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, what if it's a choice, and not even like a choice by writing now, what if it is a choice by the characters in the world choosing to not have a name, so they just call it the redacted had a child, world seeds. I mean, I don't know, it happens so consistently now, and they haven't chosen to tell us. There's got to be something to it.
I do want to point something your guys away, because I was a little confused about Mr. Bandage Man. Do we know for sure who he is, or he's stating that he's somebody?
Well, we saw him, but we don't know who he is. But
do you think at the end of this 100 pages, our main character starts getting all these bandages on his face? Do you think it's him from the future?
It's gotta be, now that you said it, son of a bitch. Because yeah, you're right, he just got the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, and they put all those bandages. He goes, let me take care of that for you. And next time you see him, he has like a fourth of his face is,
and
now
he
bandages.
Went back in the past to steer him in the right direction.
And
boom.
The apple.
You don't even need to read the rest.
That's
we
why he picked up the apple. The beginning. The beginning is the end.
I like it.
Could be. Well, I was actually starting to wonder, what if he was the redacted character, redacted in some fashion. I was thinking their body types didn't quite match, but it would make sense when he's all bandaged up as the bandaged man. He seems to be more bald-headed. There's not a hair, you know, like hair buildup.
Right.
But what about the glasses? He's not wearing glasses currently. Unless going forward, he's going to.
Right, possibly.
He's getting his eye damaged by getting punched in the face.
Right. And he looked like, to your point about not knowing he was bald before, and then like his body kind of actually looked bigger with those clothes on. And he was made to strip to make sure that he was on the up, and then he just got stabbed by a shot in the neck. You know, it happens. It happens.
What if the redacted and him switched places, but he doesn't remember that happened? And then that's why he's eating the apple.
Right.
At the beginning.
What if this is not his original form and he lost all his memories?
He shifted. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Right.
This is one of those issues that I read this and I think I let myself get into the book. And I got to right when we got into the car. So that was the stopping point for me. He got in the car after talking to Ibbet. And I'm like, man, I need to stop. But I also don't want to now.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was very good.
And the art's as amazing as ever. Like, that's been consistent throughout. And
it was
fun. The mystery is definitely interesting. I want to finish it to the end, but I stopped myself.
I know. I was going to say, where we stopped is like almost a perfect spot. Because now he found out something and he's going to go there. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, and it is about, I guess you could say it's about, we'll say 55% done. And I think, I'm ready to read the other 45. And I look forward to it. More so than in prior issues, because we kind of, we have a momentum going. And I'm excited to see where it goes. So.
I think the fact that the last time we had talked and that we had built up the theories of stuff, and even tonight talking theories of who he is or what is going on, has made it even more exciting, because none of us know the end of the story.
No.
So it's not that there's a spoiler. It's us going together on this adventure. This is exciting.
Right. And this would have been a book like, I mean, to Jeff Lemire's compliment, this would have been a book like, shit, what was that book? I totally forgot the horror book you did with Andrea Sorrentino.
Gideon Falls.
Gideon Falls. It almost feels like, not that it's that kind of horror or even like that kind of even same, but the way the pacing has worked. There's a little bit of Gideon Falls where you're like, what's going on? And then when you kind of figure it out, it is kind of almost like, I'm on this ride now from here out, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Well, I didn't even like read this book. This is what we would talk about if we were all in town and met on Wednesdays at the shop. We would get this book. We'd then talk about it at Marvin's old apartment and converse for 6 hours about a book that we only read 30 pages of.
All right.
On what it could mean.
There you go. Little cosmic detective, as Garrett stated, art fantastic from David Rubin and Matt Kent and Jeff Lemire on the script and story of that of this graphic novel. Once again, if you don't remember, if you haven't been keeping track, this is a full just like original graphic novel, and we've been breaking up about 30 pages. And actually, I wanted to say this to you guys. I know we could do 30, 30, 30 and make this three more episodes, but let's make it two and do about 45, 45.
That's what I was thinking.
And two more weeks of this story, because I am excited, because I feel like I need to read 45, and then we could get the season finale, basically, of this book and get that out of the and get. I want to see the end. So I'm like, let's get to it as quickly as possible. But yeah, you can go ahead and you know what? It's a good place you can get that book. RainbowComicsAndCars.com. It's RainbowComicsAndCars.com. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Lincoln, Nebraska. Go to RainbowComicsAndCars.com. For more information, comic book shop. They have a lot of toys, a lot of memorabilia, especially sports memorabilia, or even cards, Pokemon cards, whatever you want to do. My kid's watching Pokemon recently. All right, so he wanted to watch it on Netflix, not the original one, but you know, one of the 15th one that Ash was in. And then he watched a video of all the evolutions on YouTube, and it's, you know, kind of brings you back. So go ahead and go there. You can get some of those cards. It's a big thing again. And so relive your childhood. WednesdayComics.com, that's the website. Go there and click subscribe, either through Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anything you want to. Also, right through Spotify or actually, this is just Spotify now. It's not Anchor anymore. So you get go to WednesdayComics.com. It'll route you to that website. And then you can also click on the website link to see our merch page. And then you can also click to leave a message on that page there. So you can also visit our friend over at RootsOfTheSwampThing.com, RootsOfTheSwampThing.com. Go there to learn more about the Avatar of the Green. You can find us anytime on X, formerly known as Twitter. That is at Garot2188, at the AP Keaton, and at Wednesday Comics. And also, I'm going to start. I got to figure out what we kind of want to do. But as we get into 2024, Alex and Garrett, I've been saying over and over again, we cannot be wasting time. They give us an extra day. This doesn't happen all the time. So we gotta not waste time. So I've been thinking of other avenues to make different content in terms of what comic books and the love of comic books. And so I'll start making little TikToks about comic books, and I'll let you know when that's going to start going. So I've been trying to decide what we're going to do. You know, maybe show some cool panels and stuff. Maybe I'll reach out to the boys here, get some of their favorite panels, and then I'll look them up and crop them out, make a nice little video. So who knows? But I believe I got the name Wednesday Comics too. So, you know, that's probably hard fought out after. So we might get somebody who thinks we're squatting on that name, and they might pay us $1 million to get it. So,
we'll take $1 million.
I got that one, and I got the TikTok. It just says Apple. You think somebody's going to come for that one?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, I am also a god with a small g.
I am a puny human.
I don't get this context. I'm Garrett.
Hey, everyone. Enjoy the spring weather and keep turning those pages.